Hi, welcome to the second episode of The Lord's Delight. Today, I'm going to talk about one more person's sleep. We are going to be looking at Elijah, one of the most powerful prophets in the Old Testament. This incident that I'm talking about, it happens here in the 19th chapter of 1 Kings in the Bible. Let me read it. The verse 5 says, "Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep." The context here is, in the previous chapter, we see him calling all the prophets of Baal to a challenge, and they call out to their gods all day from morning till evening, and then Elijah makes a prayer, albeit a short one, and then fire of the Lord fell on the sacrifice and burned it all up. It doesn't stop there. Right after that, just like Elijah prophesied, rain comes on the land which had been stopped. And it doesn't stop here either. Elijah tucks up his cloak and through the power of the Lord ran ahead of Ahab, who was traveling in a chariot. What happens next is very startling for me. Jezebel, who is Ahab's wife, threatens Elijah. And in Chapter 19 verse 3, it says, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. Then he went into the desert, came to a broom tree, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. His exact words were, "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." This felt very strange for me because I expect people who are very close to God, or can you imagine the spiritual high where Elijah just called on the Lord and he sent fire in front of everybody. It's a public vindication of his beliefs and through the power of the Holy Spirit, he was able to accomplish something that is not normal, run faster than a chariot. I personally would think, like, you know, such a person would be so close to God and will not be afraid of anything. But immediately, I see him being very afraid for his life and begging God that, like, you know, he would take his life. So this made me realize at any point, like, even if I feel like I'm very close to God, there was always a point where I might fall. Because I'll feel the human part of me until and unless I lean on the power of God, this is how the bottom would feel like. Yes, as a human being threatened by somebody in authority or power, like, you know, leads to someone running away or hiding from them. But I guess I didn't expect it of a prophet. I just love the part that comes after this. This shows what a loving, sensitive, and compassionate God we have. He knew what exactly Elijah needed at that moment, and without judgment, he let him sleep, recoup his energy in peace and rest. So, whenever I feel depressed or wallow in self-pity, I have a God who understands it. I can be true with my emotions to him. I can be very open, and I have a God who does not judge me. That is very reassuring. And also, as we see here, he lets Elijah rest and sends the angel with food twice. Lets him sleep and provides him food and takes care of his needs. So when I feel like I cannot accomplish anything or everything I'm doing goes wrong, I can always go to my God who talks to me without judging me and provides me with exactly what I need. Because he didn't treat Elijah the same way every time. He knows when to give what because he also knows what is coming next. So when I compare this to what we talked about Jonah last time in the very first episode, God actually customizes or tailors his response to each person, which is unique. Because he is my creator, he knows exactly how I would respond or what I need emotionally and physically every single point in my time. And it is up to me though to trust him that he knows. and that he will take care of my needs. And we see in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 8, he was strengthened by the food that the angels gave him and continued his journey for 40 days and night to reach a cave where he actually slept again. And the interesting part is, God, who actually took care of him until now, asks him, "What are you doing here?" This is so outstanding and amazing in a way, because God knew when to talk to Elijah, when Elijah would be receptive and will actually answer back. So this is what I want to tell you guys out there. Just go, whatever point in life you are there, feeling low, depressed, or like, you know, feeling your unworthiness, it does not matter. Whether you had a spiritual high in the past or low, wherever you are, you can always talk to him, and he knows how to deal with us in a way that humans will not be able to understand, because he's our maker. Consider the cars. Whatever brand we have, we take it to that particular dealership to be, like, you know, serviced, because they would have the best understanding, because they are the creator of those cars. It is the same way here. Since he created us, he knows how we are, our quirks, idiosyncrasies, and all that, to be able to handle us and exactly know what we need. So that's it. And don't forget to check out the lordsdelight.com blog, and I'll see you in another episode. Bye.